It's hard to pin a label on the Big Ears Festival. First-time attender and performer Matt Levy plays saxophone with the Philadelphia-based Prism Quartet.
It's like a who's who of new music, covering not only classical new music, but rock, jazz. I like the idea that it looks at the relationship of all kinds of contemporary music and how those musics influence each other.
This year, Prism and another Philadelphia ensemble, the Crossing Choir, made their debut in this eclectic mix. Choir director Donald Nally says that while they've always thought of themselves as diverse, he's glad to be acknowledged that way by others.
Sort of pinching myself to think that we have a choir that is seen as versatile enough to be included in this, and yet at the same time invited to sing in a church in New York. There's a lot of texture to the work, and Big Ears, I think, really, really magnifies that.
Their shared concert bill included The Fifth Century by British composer Gavin Bryars. It was commissioned by The Crossing, specifically for the Icebox performance space in Philadelphia's Northern Liberties neighborhood.
We had wanted to do a commission with Prism for a long time. We thought this was a good project for it because Gavin knows how to write for saxes, and he's a very vocal writer, but he knows what the possibilities are at the the fringes of the possibilities, and he goes for it.
Bryars' music, both vocal and instrumental, is marked by a slow unfolding melody.
Something that evolves slowly. In a way, it gives a kind of human pace for a listener, too. I just love the kind of the fact that you could have something so slow that it still swings. It's not static, it's still moving.
For the Fifth Century, Matt Levy says Bryars worked to highlight musical sensibilities of both the groups.
Prism and The Crossing playing together, there's this sort of effect we have on one another where the sounds kind of meld. And I think Gavin Bryars has found this magical way of integrating saxophones and voices. It's sort of a synergy that this piece really exploits beautifully.
With busy schedules and members spread out in many different places, the performers and composer say they appreciated the rare opportunity to hear a 45-minute work like The Fifth Century. Gavin Bryars.
It was the first time I've heard it live since I heard it in concert in the Icebox there. You know, that's the last time I heard them perform live in front of an audience.
For those who missed the performances, they recorded The Fifth Century at the Curtis Institute and released it this winter on ECM Records. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.